Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
My parents never believed in me. I was not doing too well growing up. They always called me names in front of my siblings and anyone who cared to listen. My father said to me, "You will never do well in life, nor will you amount to anything good." Dad is an old man now, and I have children of my own. Though I have achieved quite some in life, 40 years down the line, I still hear those words echoing in my ears, and I feel I'm not of any value. I believe my life is not worth anything. I fear for my children, though I am committed to giving them the best of life and me. Nevertheless, I do not see myself as worth anything. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Pearls of Great Price, having a healthy image of oneself. You must have heard it said that the value of a thing is not in its price, but in what someone is willing to pay for it. Some paintings are so valuable that collectors will be willing to pay $1 million. Meanwhile, someone who lacks an appreciation of the arts will say, "Great, but I wouldn't part with $50 for it." What is the difference? Is it $1 million or 50? I think it's the value each person places on the paintings. The kingdom of God is like a man looking for fine pearls. When he found a very valuable pearl, he went and sold everything he had and bought it. Pearls are highly valued jewels. However, it may surprise you. Not everyone places high premium on pearls. So they will never attempt to do what the person who sold everything he had to acquire a pearl. Some of this sort will exclaim, "A pearl? When I have not filled my stomach today?" This is what I call the Aesop principle. Placing higher priority on things of less value than on things of higher value. It is the inability to defer gratification. There is a saying in Nigeria, rendered in Pidgin English, which demonstrates this principle, belle first. It means putting food in one's stomach. Belle is more important in life or of greater priority than anything else is. Those who make this submission usually do so without much thought. For them, immediate gratification trumps everything else. There are people who, for various reasons, do not place much worth upon their own lives, much like the story of one Peter. I am a mistake. My parents never believed in me. I was not doing too well growing up. And they always called me names in front of my siblings and anyone who cared to listen. My father said to me, "You will never do well in life, nor would you amount to anything good." Dad is an old man now, and I have children of my own. Though I have achieved quite some in life, 40 years down the line, I still hear those words echoing in my ears, and I feel I'm not of any value. I believe my life is not worth anything. I fear for my children, though I am committed to giving them the best of life and me. Nevertheless, I do not see myself as worth anything. Peter's story resonates with the lives of many people, and you may personally relate with it, or know someone to whom it does. Why do people place different value on things? Perception. The way they see their lives and other people. If they see their lives as being valuable, they will place premium consideration upon their lives and live accordingly. I have often wondered at the value God places on humankind, that He would offer His one and only Son to pay the price for our redemption. Going by what the Bible says, God so loved us that He placed the life of His Son on the line to reach out to get us. I believe we are precious and priceless to Him. God pays so much attention to us that He is not ignorant of even a single strand of hair that falls off your head. Wow! He pays attention to the details of your life. What consideration! The question is, what is the value you place on your own life? That is where the rubber meets the road. Let us bring it home. From the world's perspective, we are often tempted to look at or focus more on our net worth than on our life worth. I believe life worth is a value God places on people. He created us in His image and likeness. Your net worth has temporal value and does change. It can be affected by the vagaries of nature, rust, decay, wear and tear, theft, a sudden economic downturn leading to a drastic fall in currency value could turn a fortune in one's bank account to peanuts overnight. However, your value in the eyes of God never changes. You are a pearl in God's sight. And the entire essence of the Son of God coming to the earth to live, to die, and to rise again was like a man selling all that he had to get one precious pearl. And that pearl is you. Have you seen the way children of royalty carry themselves with dignity? I'm speaking of the moral values and character, and not necessarily the pomp and prestige. If you are a child of God, you are royalty. How do you see yourself? If you're going to have a great life, you must begin to place the right value upon yourself and your life. You must begin to see yourself as your Creator sees you. He made you in His image and likeness. You carry His DNA. You must have confidence in Him. And from that confidence, you can build confidence in yourself and the potential He has put in your life. Today and beyond, see yourself as God sees you, as a pearl of great price. Also see other people as God sees them, as pearls of great price too. With this outlook, you will be able to make a positive impact in both significant and little ways. Through the way you speak and act towards people, let those around you know that they are indeed precious people, as you are pearls of great price. Be a better you. And you can change your world with God by your side. You may not be able to change the whole world, but you can change your world one person at a time. Let them know you care, that they are indeed precious people, pearls of great price. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.